AP News, I'm Ben Toms. Former President Trump indicted for a third time. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the charges are related to Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
The AP's Eric Tucker has more.
This is an indictment that focuses on a very turbulent period between his November 2020 loss to Democrat Joe Biden and the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol. And this indictment alleges that Donald Trump lost the election and knew that he lost the election, but nonetheless for 2 months engaged in repeated scheme after scheme to work to overturn the results so that he could cling to power.
Trump's due in federal court in Washington Thursday. His campaign calls it another chapter in the witch hunt. Mixed reactions from his rivals for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did not defend Trump, but again says he would end weaponization of the government. Former Vice President Mike Pence calls the charges a reminder that anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. In other news, Fitch Ratings has downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating. It cites rising debt at the federal, state, and local levels and a steady deterioration in standards of governance. And Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon is pulling 1,100 troops from the U.S.-Mexico border.
The active duty troops were among 1,500 deployed to the border in May amid fears the end of COVID-19 immigration restrictions would lead to a surge in illegal border crossings. But Customs and Border Protection data show the number of crossings is actually down.
U.S. employers posted fewer jobs in June, and the number of people quitting their jobs was also down. On Wall Street, the S&P and the NASDAQ fell. The Dow rose. This is AP News. A man accused of driving his vehicle into a group of migrant workers at a North Carolina Walmart has turned himself into police.
Police in Lincolnton, North Carolina say that 68-year-old Daniel Gonzalez turned himself in Monday night. He's charged with felony hit and run with a $50,000 secured bond. Family members who accompanied Gonzalez to the police station told detectives that he accidentally hit the gas pedal while trying to park his car Sunday morning in a Walmart parking lot and left the scene in a panic. Up to 30 migrant workers were waiting to board a shuttle bus that travels to and from a nearby farm. Six of them were struck, but they were treated at a local hospital and released Sunday night. Walmart shopper Dana Trinidad says she cried when she heard what happened.
They always come and get groceries every week, and they're here every week, and they just really sweet people. We always speak to them and stuff, and it's really sad what happened to them.
Police say the driver's motives are still under investigation. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.